Well, Nancy, that's safe, you know.
That's the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear syrup or molasses called long sweetening and short sweetening?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And, say, if you wanted to, used to flour that you'd buy would come in a...
bear.
Okay. And the things that would run around the barrel to hold the
rims.
Or another name.
Hoops.
Uh-huh.
Hoops.
And something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in.
A keg. A corner keg.
And did you ever hear of a stand? A stand of lard or a stand of molasses?
Stand of molasses.
Mm-hmm.
A stand of what?
Of lard or of molasses.
No, I haven't.
Okay. And if you wanted to turn on the water, you'd go to the sink and turn on the
faucet.
And something outside that you could hook your hose up to.
Well, that's what is it there?
Would you call that a faucet or?
That's a faucet. It might be that the way where the pump be, and then you hook the hose up. Mm-hmm. To the faucet. Mm-hmm.
What about on a water barrel? The thing that you could, a keg or a barrel, what you could...
Yeah, I have seen that too, a keg, you put water in it, and they have a little faucet on it to get the water, you know, turn and get water out of it.
And say if you wanted to pour something, say pour water into a Coke bottle or something that has a real narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through.
Put a funnel in the mouth at the bottom, in the mouth of a jug, a funnel, you know.
Uh-huh.
And let it run in the funnel into the bottom of your jug.
Mm-hmm. And say if the lamp on the porch wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new.
A bulb.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, the whole name for that would be a, what?
The whole?
Yeah, of what kind of bulb?
A night bulb.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were driving horses and wanted to go faster, you might hit them with a...
with a whip.
Okay. And if you went to the store and bought some groceries, the grocer would put them in a...
the proofs. And the refrigerator.
Or for you to carry them home and put them in a...
They put them in a sack when you take them home, you know, from the store.
What's the sack made out of?
Made out of wood. Paper bag made out of... Mm-hmm. They make paper out of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Paper wood.
They do that much around here? Is this...
Panama City. They have one in Panama City, I know.
Because
my nephew went there. They have a paper mill in Panama City.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What if you bought, say, 50 pounds of flour? What would that come in?
So what would it estimate?
What would it come in?
Oh, it would come in a barrel.
Or say if it didn't come in a barrel, maybe 25 pounds.
You get 25-pound bag.
Uh-huh. You just call that a bag?
Some call it sacks.
Uh-huh.
But I always call them a paper bag.
Well, this wouldn't be paper. This would be something made out of cloth.
Cloth? Yeah, nowadays, you mostly get them in paper bag, you know, flour. Mm-hmm. You don't see them in a sack.
The sack was made out of cloth?
The sack's made out of cloth.
Uh-huh.
The rye sack. You